Lifetime and free time. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. Here is shown the expected lifespan around 1900, around 1980, and that for the near future. Not only does the number of living hours rapidly increase in the course of time, it also becomes differently distributed within the various portions of time available. These being A, the necessary time required for sleeping, washing, eating, etc. B, the working time. And C, free time. While C made up only around a quarter of a lifespan around 1900, 110,000 from 440,000 living hours, around 1980 it made up a good third. In the near future, it could take up more than half of our lifespan.